News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is on track to meet its target of achieving 85% literacy among grade 4 students by 2015.
You may be interested to know that our target in literacy is probably going to be met, but it's going to be met by the prodigious performance of the girls.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He says the ministry will be looking to consolidate its progress in literacy by deploying an additional 100 literacy specialists to all regions. Over 2,800 Jamaicans have been sensitized about the Logistics Hub initiative through free training sessions conducted by the Caribbean Maritime Institute, the CMI. Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says by June, approximately 10,000 Jamaicans should benefit from the training exercise.
We have already issued certificates for over 500. And I'm pleased to say that we have even gone to the Fisher's Folk community in Old Harbor Bay, where we had over 70 residents, and that was well received. We have even delivered this training for Scotiabank, for over 100 management personnel. We have done several private sector companies. We are looking at other banks. And we begin to jumbo for the entire staff. We have done the Ministry of Education. You know, so we have been moving around. And by June, we are hoping to push this number to over 10,000.
Dr. Pinnock was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The training package was designed by the CMI in response to the expressed need for information and a contextual framework within which to appreciate the importance of the logistics hub. One of Jamaica's leading researchers says the country can earn up to $7 billion annually by ramping up the production of limestone and its high value-added items for the local and export markets. Executive Chairman of research company Conrad Douglas & Associates, Dr. Conrad Douglas, says the limestone industry offers vast opportunities for investors in agriculture, food processing, and manufacturing.
There are tremendous opportunities. Depends on how we approach it and the technology we use. And here we are talking about a total cumulative value for the markets just mentioned of some $7,375,000,000.
Dr. Douglas, who was presenting research findings at a recent stakeholder symposium in Kingston, adds that there is need to focus on the production of high value-added products to drive the mining and quarrying sector. Findings from the Labour Ministry's 2012 Labour Market Survey have pointed to the availability of just over 200 jobs for persons with disabilities in the near future. This was disclosed by Director of Economic and Social Research in the Ministry, Shane Palmer, at a recent Labour Market Forum hosted by the Planning Institute of Jamaica. Mr. Palmer says 112 positions could be available for persons who are physically challenged, 62 for the deaf or hearing impaired, 23 for the blind or visually impaired, and 21 for persons deemed intellectually challenged. The forum was held under the theme, Reshaping the Jamaican Labor Market to Foster Economic Growth and Development. In the meantime, employers have indicated a need for changes in Jamaica's education curriculum with greater focus on technical training to better prepare persons for the job market. Director of Economic and Social Research in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Shane Palmer, says approximately 30% of the 606 employers or human resource managers participating in the 2012 Labor Market Survey indicated a need to boost the technical or vocational skills training component of the curricula.
It's important, especially for job seekers, to keep abreast of the changes that are taking place in the labor market. Persons need to also embrace the concept of lifelong learning. Gone are the days where persons can have a specific skill but don't have a certificate. Persons need to be certified because that is the way forward.
The recent Labour Market Forum was also used to officially unveil the 2012 Labour Market Study titled A Guide to Employment Opportunities in Jamaica. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.